It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. They've been in business for over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repairs and emergency service. For your roofing needs, call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So if you look up at the sky tonight,
yes,
you are going to see something really cool,
yeah,
and really rare.
Okay.
Because tonight, there's a super blue moon. It's a super moon.
Super blue moon.
It's a blue moon. It's a super, super blue moon.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
So a super moon happens when the moon is full during the closest point in its orbit around the Earth. This results in a slightly larger than usual apparent size,
oh,
as we see it from Earth.
Okay.
So according to NASA, the moon's typical orbit ranges between 226,000 and 251,000 miles from Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Only the closest three or four approaches each year qualify as supermoons.
Okay.
The closest full supermoon of the 21st century. So mark your calendars for this.
Yeah.
It's going to happen on December 6th, 2052.
Oh, 2052.
Yeah. So put that, mark that down. 2052, yeah. December 6th. That's going to be the closest full supermoon, okay, of the 21st century.
Thank you.
The last supermoon fell just this earlier this month on August 2nd.
Mm.
So the supermoon tonight will be even bigger and brighter, the biggest and brightest of 2023.
Wow.
Because the moon will be exceptionally close to Earth at 222,043 miles, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I almost touched it.
That is nearly 17,000 miles closer than average.
Wow. 17,000
yeah,
miles.
Right. So that closer means it's going to look around 8% larger and 15% brighter than a normal full moon.
Okay.
So
a lot of, you're throwing a lot of numbers at me, Sarah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, all you got to know is
it's going to
be bigger and it's going to be brighter.
It sounds real close.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
A duck when you go outside.
But what makes tonight's moon so special and so rare
I thought
is that
all that was it.
It's not just the super moon, it's the blue moon.
The blue moon, too. Holy cow.
And the blue moon, that is when two moons occurring in the same calendar month,
yeah, right,
as in this case, or it's the third full moon in a season that has four full moons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you make it sound so simple.
Yeah. The moon takes 27.3 days to orbit the Earth.
Okay.
But because of how the sun's light hits the moon, it takes 29.5 days to complete its lunar cycle from one new moon to the next.
Can you put this on the whiteboard for me?
So just listen. So it's rare for us on Earth to see two full moons,
yeah,
in one month.
Right. Got
basically
that. Yeah.
When we do, it's called a blue moon. And that's where we get the expression once in a blue
moon.
Once
in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although according to NASA, blue moons aren't actually all that rare. They happen about every 2.5 years.
No,
so not all that
rare.
Thank
you, NASA, for ruining that.
So the term blue moon actually has nothing to do with the actual color of the moon, of course.
Of course.
It is a rare phenomenon for the moon to appear blue, but it has happened. This phenomenon is caused by dust particles or smoke in the atmosphere, as was seen after forest fires in Sweden and Canada in 1950 and 1951. In 1883, after the eruption of Krakatoa in Indonesia,
oh, yeah,
the moon was blue for almost 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
What year? When was that?
It was 1883.
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I remember.
Other less violent volcanic explosions have been followed by blue moons also.
Yeah.
The blue moon was also seen after Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a full moon can have many colorful names, which date back to Native Americans of what is now the northern and eastern United States.
Let's hear.
Some are used to refer to a full moon that appears during a certain time of year. For example, we have the harvest moon,
oh, yeah,
in September and the hunter's moon,
oh,
in October.
Of course, yeah.
But there's also the strawberry moon in June,
that's
the
nice
sturgeon moon,
oh, oh, oh,
in August,
okay,
and the wolf moon in January.
I was going to howl.
Yeah.
Chose not to. You're welcome.
Well, full moons are traditionally associated with insomnia, insanity, and that's where we get the terms lunacy and lunatic, and various magical phenomena like werewolves.
It's a heck of a night tonight.
But psychologists have found that there is no strong evidence for effects on human behavior around the time of a full moon.
Well, we'll find out. We'll check the headlines tomorrow morning.
I guess.
And
so
we'll find out.
I suppose. So the last blue supermoon was in December of 2009. And the next one is not going to be until January of 2037.
All right.
So it'll be a long time until we get to see another one. So,
yeah, so I
just
should
do yourself a favor and look up in the sky tonight.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
And appreciate the moon, you know?
Always. Always. You picked out a record to go along with the Super Blue Moon, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so we got to play the song Blue Moon by the Marcells.
It would be a shame if we didn't. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That song from 1961, but you'd never know. It stands the test of time right there. The Marcells and Blue Moon on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the Super Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Which you're going to see tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully, if it's not too cloudy.
Right, and all the lunatics are not about. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, a supermoon appears 8% larger and 15% brighter than a normal full moon.
The term Blue Moon. Moon has nothing to do with the moon's color.
And the next super blue moon won't be until January of 2037.
Oh my gosh. So get out, enjoy it. Take photographs. Just lay out, bask in its beauty, its gorgeousness.
Just look out your window, you know?
Just see the moon.
Just marvel at the super blue moon.
Yeah, all right. I feel like back in the day, and this makes sense, that they paid a lot of attention to the moon, that even back, you know, back in the 1700s, they had all these different names, the wolf moon, the sturgeon moon.
That's nice.
It was like they had nothing to do. See, they didn't have iPhones and tablets to pay attention to. They were just looking at the moon. Moon looks 18% bigger.
So it's a super moon.
That moon looks 13,000 miles closer. This is what they were doing.
You were listening.
Amazing time back then.
Wow.
Folks want to learn more about the Super Blue Moon, Sarah, besides calling me, because apparently I was listening, what else can they do? Where can they go?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Do you think Josh Nichols is going to stay up all night long and stare at the moon tonight?
I hope so.
I bet he will.
Yeah.
I bet he will.
I mean, you don't got to stay up all night, just like until it.
No, but he will.
Just,
he will.
You know, until it's dark out and the moon comes up.
That's his thing. The weather, the moon, things like that. Okay. Right. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode, will you please?
Yes.
And report on the blue moon that you look at.
Okay.
Okay. Traffic and weather on the way. John Lennon, Eurythmics, and much more straight ahead. Plus those Red Wings tickets. Family 4-pack to Saturday's game. We'll give those away before 7 o'clock. In-stock summer sale continues at Christie Carpets and Blinds. Amazing selection of carpet and LVP luxury vinyl plank flooring in stock. Discounted up to 30%.